Blog Talk Radio.
Do not be afraid. The power of the Holy Spirit is with you. Is with you. Amen.
Come now, let us reason together. Question everything. Welcome to Sacerdotus Radio, a show on God, faith, the Catholic Church, science, philosophy, reason and otherworldly issues. Join the host as he tackles today's errors and refutes the fallacies of atheism and misconceptions on God, the Catholic Church and science. And now here is your host, Sacerdotus.
Today's show, I'm going to speak on Craig Stephen Hicks, who killed three young Muslims about a week ago. Craig Stephen Hicks, 46 years of age, of North Carolina in the United States of America, murdered three Muslim students, Dia Shadi Barakat, 23 years of age, Yusur Muhammad, 21 years of age, shooting them in the head. Now, Hicks is a militant atheist, according to his Facebook, which is littered with atheist propaganda and religious hate. He wrote on his page, quote, "When it comes to insults, your religion started this, not me. If your religion kept its big mouth shut, so would I," end quote. Now, the investigation is ongoing, and authorities are indicating it may have been a hate crime. Now, according to the news reports, atheist Craig Stephen Hicks was known in his residential complex as being very angry, a very angry, odious tenant who was always complaining about parking spaces and harassing others. Last year, that was regarding his behavior. So it got so bad, his behavior, his attitude, the way he was very aggressive with the other neighbors, the other tenants, got so bad that they had a meeting about him. The father of one of the slain Muslims said that Hicks will harass the victims due to their religious garb and often intimidated them by walking to them with his handgun visible. When the couple, or rather when the one of the male Muslims moved in into the complex, they pretty much had a high and by relationship. They talked to each other when they saw each other or not. It wasn't until one of the students, one of the young people, got married. And his wife naturally has the religious garb. So she appeared wearing that. The Hicks started to get more aggressive towards them. And this is why the father stresses that the whole incident was in fact due to religious hate. It was a hate crime. This guy hated Muslims. Because according to him, before the lady appeared in the picture, when it was just the guy or the two guys, then Hicks wasn't really that aggressive with them. Muslim men typically do not wear any garbs, even though sometimes you see them with these long robes that almost look like shirts, but long to the knees or a little bit below the knees. But the majority of them, especially those in Western nations, don't wear that. They wear typical secular clothing, jeans, sneakers, t-shirt, dress clothes, suit, ties. They wear anything any typical male or Western male would wear in Europe or in the United States of America. But with the women, it's different because they're required to wear this garb to cover their hair and whatnot. some of them cover their entire face, and only their eyes are visible. And so this is a requirement of women that they have to cover up. And of course, this will make them visibly Muslim, as opposed to the male who really doesn't have to wear anything to show his face or whatnot. It's not that the Jewish one that they wear the yarmulke or something like that. Or a priest that wears the Roman collar, and you know he's a priest because of the collar. But when he's in his civvies or secular clothes, you can't tell he's a priest unless you know him as being clergy or priest or not. With a Muslim woman, she has to wear that all the time, so you know that she's a Muslim. She can't escape that. So the father says that because of that image of her wearing that, then Hicks in on them even more. And he will intimidate them with a gun in there in his belt or whatnot, and walk around and pretty much was aggressive towards them. However, Ripley Rand, who is the district attorney, said that the shooting seems to be an isolated incident. So he's saying that this whole thing was just about parking, to do with religious hate and whatnot, but they're still investigating. So the local police are not really convinced and are still investigating the possibility that Hicks' actions were based on religious hate. And it is so suspicious or obvious that it has to do, or possibly has to do with religious hate, that even the FBI has stepped in to investigate the incident as a hate crime. Now, thousands of people attended the funerals of the three victims, and memes and images mocking religion, attacking religion, saying ignorant and hateful things towards religion and religious people. So there's no dispute that this guy had it in for religion. He had a vendetta or something against religion. In contrast, Yusur Abu Salha and Baraka, who were married, recently often spend their time helping the homeless and even raise money to help Syrian refugees. And they were, I believe, studying to be dentists or in the process of being dentists. So they were going to offer their services of dentistry to these people in Turkey. And they obviously were charity-minded. They wanted to take care of their brothers and sisters, which is something Islam calls for. It calls for charitable endeavors and works. And just like now in the season of Lent, we Catholics are called to be more charitable and contribute, do almsgiving, take care of the homeless, feed the homeless, do things to help our brothers and sisters. Whereas Hicks' Facebook was full of hate and anger, and Hicks used his Facebook to voice his hatred for religion and religious people. And he was described by his neighbors as very angry, according to Samantha Maness, who lives in the complex, who's a neighbor. Hicks' ex-wife described him as being out of touch with his emotions and did not respond appropriately to movies that dealt with sensitive issues. So his ex-wife claims that Hicks was emotionally immature, didn't know how to work with his emotions. He lost his cool too quickly, and he didn't know when to use them appropriately. And when he watched movies, either by himself or with her, he didn't respond appropriately to certain sensitive scenes. Like, for example, I'm not saying that this is a movie he watched, but I'm just giving you an example to get you a mental image of what she means by this. For example, there's a sad movie, Titanic or something, and you know they play the Celine Dion sad music in the background, and the people are dying, they're falling off the Titanic, they're falling into the cold water and dying, getting killed, crushed by the falling pipes, chimneys, or whatever. Naturally, the director, the people that made the movie, made that scene dramatic, and then they put the music in the background to stimulate emotions. And usually the emotions are sadness. You're watching a tragedy going on, or the Titanic happening, as the ship splits in half, and the people are falling all over the place and killing themselves, dying or getting killed by the pieces of the ship and the cold water and the elements. And this will naturally make you sad as you're watching this, because music has a specific control over the hippocampus region, which controls emotions. And with Hicks, let's say if he was watching this movie, he would probably start laughing at this. Instead of responding with sadness or pity as he sees this going on, even indifferent to the scene in the movie. Again, I'm not saying this is the movie that he watched. I'm just giving you an example of how his wife described him as he watched different movies. She didn't say, to my knowledge, any specific movie, but she said that he didn't respond appropriately to the sensitive scenes in movies. And one of the scenes that I remember was Titanic, which was a sad movie. You see a visualization of this tragedy that happened over 100 years ago, and or less than 100 years ago. And the way, again, the way the director and the people that put the movie together set it up was to bring about sadness with the music, Celine Dion, and whatnot. And a normal person will be sad looking at this. Some people might even cry. They get emotional. They feel that they're in the movie, so to speak, and they get emotional. Whereas Hicks, according to his wife, would probably have been laughing or indifferent to the scene. So that may be an indication that he was probably had a mental disorder if he didn't know how to respond appropriately to certain emotional stimuli. That may be an indication of mental illness or comorbid symptoms of some kind of inability to process emotions properly and in context with how we interpret certain scenes or events in life, certain emotions to them. But I'm guessing the people in the courts or his lawyers or the prosecutors will have psychologists evaluate him and probably come out with a diagnosis. But from what she says, it seems like he does have some kind of underlying mental illness that does not allow him to process emotions appropriately and to the correct stimuli. Now, Richard Dawkins, who is an idol of Craig Hicks, spoke out condemning the attacks. So Craig Hicks, this militant atheist, he was a fan of Richard Dawkins. He loved the man. So Richard Dawkins, I guess, found it the need to speak out. He learned that this guy was a fan of his, or probably because he knew that people were going to speak out against atheists and religious hate and so forth. And since Dawkins loves to stir the pot and instigate and attack and offend people, and loves to promote religious hate, then of course all the spotlight was going to be on him and Sam Harris and the other so-called new atheists who resort to this militant way of presenting atheism or atheistic ideologies to the world. His doing so places an emphasis on the atheistic beliefs of Hicks, since this is what Dawkins being hateful anti-Muslim rhetoric. And Dawkins was known for saying things which were offensive to Muslims, pretty much calling them primitive and uneducated and whatnot. And it seems that he is trying to deflect attention that perhaps his views may have influenced Hicks' hatred for Muslims and Christians. So the case is ongoing. The FBI is still investigating. We're still not sure what was really the reason for it, but from the looks of it, it seems like religious hate was part of it. And the reason why I say that is because some people say that he was always fighting about parking spaces, mad about parking spaces. But the interesting thing about that is that while he may have been angry regarding parking spaces, He never killed anybody else. He never shot and killed this Samantha Menes, who lives in the same complex. He never shot and killed any other tenants who he argued with, because remember, the tenants got together and had a meeting regarding him. They were protesting him because of his attitude and his fighting with them in regards to this parking spaces. So it was a known problem that he had some issue with parking spaces. He was very territorial. But despite this problem, he never took it out on any of them. He never killed them. He never shot any of them. But when it comes to the Muslims, all of a sudden he gets the nerve to shoot the young Muslims in the head. So what was the difference? If he fought with everybody in regards to parking spaces, he argued with everybody, all the tenants there, regarding parking spaces, then why did he single out the three Muslims for this execution-style homicide, murder? That begs the question. So, it looks to me that the whole thing was religious hate motivated, because he did not single out anyone else in the past. If it's true what the father says, that he was pretty much fine with these young men until one of them got married with a Muslim who happened to wear the garb, the religious Muslim garb, and that's when he changed and got more aggressive, then you got to put two and two together and see that in fact it was religious hate that triggered this man to kill these three people. Because again, he didn't do it before. He fought with everybody, he argued with everybody regarding parking spaces, but he never shot them in the head or killed them until these three Muslims came into play, and one of them happened to wear religious garb, which is very visible. And on his Facebook page, he was very critical of Islam and Muslims and whatnot. He was not shy regarding his views, his anti-Islamic views and anti-religious views. He was not very shy about it. So we had to look into that factor. And again, the tenants, they knew he was a problem. And he had a problem with parking spaces, always arguing about them. He was so problematic that he would call the local towing company, and this company got tired of him, that they just ignored him. That every time he called them, they just said, "If that Craig Hicks guy calls, just ignore him," because they knew he was just a troublemaker. That he would want towing companies to go over there and remove cars, and the cars were perfectly fine where they were at. They had no reason to be towed. So this man obviously had territorial problems. He loves territory. He has to be in control. It's a power struggle in him that he needs to be in control of territory. And ironically, the parking space that he was fighting with these Muslims was not even his. It was not registered, because according to this, the layout of this building, on this tenant, this place where they lived at, each tenant had a specific parking lot or parking space, and they had numbers on them. But that he was fighting with the three young Muslims was not even his space, so he had no reason to argue or fight with these Muslims over that spot. It wasn't his to begin with. But yeah, he fought with them, he argued with them, and he killed them. He shot them in the head. And when you shoot somebody in the head, that shows that you really hate a person. Because if you shoot somebody in the leg or in the abdomen or somewhere, most likely they will survive. Granted, they don't hit any arteries. But when you go and you shoot somebody directly in the head, there's no way to come back from that. There's no way anybody could come back from a gunshot in the forehead, in the brain. That's how they kill zombies in The Walking Dead and in other movies. Once you kill the brain, that's it. You're dead. There's no way to revive you. But if you get shot in any other locations, there's a possibility that you could survive. Well, this guy, this militant atheist, Hicks, intentionally, deliberately pointed the gun to their heads and shot in the head. He wanted them gone. He wanted them to disappear, to die, to never breathe again, to never see them again alive. Because he knew that if you pull the trigger and the bullet goes to somebody's head, he knows that that's the end of it. They're not coming back. They're not going to survive. So you could tell that this man was very angry and hateful toward these three Muslim people. Not even the police officers are trained to shoot in the head. They say to shoot in the chest and the abdomen, which is where there's more mass to shoot and less likely of missing. Whereas when you're trying to shoot somebody's head, it's impossible, especially if the person is in motion. But this guy went directly boom, 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 right in their heads, in their brains. He wanted them dead. He wanted them God. And somebody that wants to do that obviously is very angry, very emotional. So emotional that they lost control of their conscience. They didn't know right from wrong. All he thought about was making sure these Muslims never got up again. Now, this brings about a bigger problem, or a bigger discussion regarding atheists. Is Richard Dawkins and these new atheists promoting this hate, influencing these people to have this hatred? And we see this a lot. We see this on Twitter, Google+, Facebook, all over the place. We see these people that claim to be atheists spewing this hatred, this anger. They go around attacking Christians and Muslims, calling them idiots, morons, people they don't even know. Yeah, they have the audacity, the nerve to go and insult them and offend them just because these people happen to believe in God, because they're theists, because they have religious beliefs. That makes them a target to be harassed and insulted and hated upon. And that's a big problem with these so-called new atheists, where they go around spewing this hate. And naturally, most of it comes from these new atheist people, Dawkins and so forth, who go around promoting these ideas that make these atheists, these people, hate with a passion religious people. And that's a big problem with that. And I myself am being targeted by different types of atheists who are posting all kinds of liberalist statements or posts on me, trying to slander me, to defame me, to get people to stop even reading my blogs or paying attention to my radio podcasts or hangouts or whatnot. And you could see this hate, anger, this hatred. And there was a study a couple years ago by Dr. Julie Exline, who's a psychologist at Case Western Reserve University. And she wrote a paper that's in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. And she found that, in fact, atheist agnostics show an exaggerated anger towards God. And the study showed that these people, these atheists, these agnostics, these people that have issues with religion and whatnot, have this deep anger, this deep hatred towards God, especially in what they think God is, their hypothetical image of what they believe God is. Some of them say God is this evil Old Testament being that committed genocide or whatnot. They have all these different conceptions of God that brings about this anger within them, this hatred, this abusive attitude towards God and anybody that believes in God, because of these hypothetical images that they have or misconceptions that they have of God. So these studies show that there is a problem with atheists in regards to the anger, and that their so-called reason is not really reason, it's emotional. Their responses to God and religion have nothing to do with reason, the study shows. It's more emotional based on anger, hatred. Not because they came up with some enlightened reason not to believe in God, or some scientific reason not to believe in God, or to reject or dismiss religious belief. It's not about that. It comes from emotions, from anger, this deep anger within them that fosters these ideas attacking God and religious people. And if Craig Hicks, inundated by this propaganda, especially from Richard Dawkins, that, and if he has a underlying psychological condition, that probably led up to this horrible tragedy of him shooting execution style these three young Muslims out there. And it makes me wonder, of the many atheists out there on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and atheists who blog or have podcasts themselves or hangouts themselves on Google Hangouts, it makes me wonder their emotional state, their psychological state of mind. And are they capable of hurting other people because they're so passionately angry with God and religion that they just snap, just like Craig Hicks snapped and killed these three young Muslims? And theists out there, people who believe in God, or people who are religious, or people that just believe in God but don't have any religious affiliation, they have to be careful when you get into discussions with atheists online or offline, because they have this anger in them. You don't know what might happen. You might get killed yourself. So you got to be careful. Try to be charitable with them. Try to understand them, where they're coming from. Try not to be in the way they respond. If they're arrogant with you, don't respond with arrogance to them. Be patient and just take it easy, because these people all have this anger, according to the study of God, and anger can take a human being anywhere, as it did with Craig Hicks. So hopefully in the near future I'll have a show topic on this, and speak more of this anger, this hatred that I have within them that can be deadly, as we see in the case of Craig Hicks murdering these three Muslims. And I will speak more in detail on them and go more into different studies regarding the psychology of atheists and how their mind operates. Thank you for listening. God bless and Mary Keep.